Thursday, January 28th, a relatively quiet day. I'd expected to attend the memorial services for Winston Churchill at the National Cathedral this morning at 11, but Lyndon didn't feel like going, and I can only claim laziness or desire not to leave him for canceling myself. Linda went and represented us along with the Humphreys. I spent a lot of the day working with staff members, Bess, Simone, Liz, Dorothy Torito, exposing her to the vast jumble of invitations, notes, dinner programs that's in the bottom right-hand drawer of my desk and has been accumulating since 1947. She must have felt she found a gold mine. Lucy talked to me about her mail. She's gotten about 300 letters about taking instructions from the Roman Catholic Church. She says they're about 10 to 1 against it. She's quite incensed and emotional about a letter from Protestant minister, a Presbyterian, I think, who said pretty articulately that she was doing her family an injustice and her Episcopal Church. About 4:30, Lyndon put on his clothes and went over to the office. Although he's still not feeling well and the sweating persists, he's just not bouncy like himself. I went to try to retrieve him when it was getting a little past 8. We came home and had dinner just the two of us, and a rather early, dispirited bedtime. I had been using my day constructively, however, to read the report by Lyndon's task force on beautification, of which Lawrence Rockefeller and Ken Galbraith are members. I'd also tried to call off and on all day to pin down appointments with Mr. Fosberg to talk about White House art, to Robin, to Mary Lasker to talk about both White House art and the beautification project, to Mr. Lawrence Rockefeller, whom I'm really looking forward to get to know better, to see me the day after the state dinner which he's attending to talk beautification, and to Tom Watson of IBM